When it comes to finances, couples need to be on the same page in order to avoid unmet expectations and a whole lot of disappointment in the relationship. On the next Family Matters, we'll speak about financial perspective for newlyweds, but the principles apply to all marriages, so stay tuned. Hi, I'm Graham Schnell for Family Matters, where we offer practical advice from Focus on the Family. A young wife recently asked us this question. Can you help me and my new spouse set some reasonable financial goals for our life together? We haven't been married long, and my husband is already talking about buying a house and setting up retirement funds. Meanwhile, I'm concerned about paying rent and buying groceries. Is he being realistic? Am I worrying unnecessarily? Is there a way to balance these two perspectives? Let's start by thinking in terms of three very basic concepts, namely perspective, priorities, and expectations. Perspective is all about the long view. It includes the realization that you can't always do everything you want to do and have everything you want to have all at once. To gain perspective, start thinking in terms of building a relationship that will go the distance. Remind yourselves that there is a season for everything and a time for every purpose under heaven, Ecclesiastes 3. Working together to establish healthy financial goals and attitudes are matters that couples would be wise to undertake before the wedding vows are exchanged. Just as critical, however, especially for newlyweds, is the need to concentrate on getting to know each other, shoring up the foundations of your marriage, and strengthening the bonds of intimacy that hold you together in a one-flesh union. That leads to the next principle, and that is priorities. The rule of thumb here is first things first. You and your husband need to be careful not to get ahead of yourselves. It's easy for a young couple to assume that getting married means jumping straight into the adult world as they observe their parents' current lifestyle. This is a serious mistake because it's unrealistic. When perspective gets skewed and priorities are out of place, young couples easily fall prey to false expectations. Remember, it probably took your parents decades to achieve the standard of living they enjoy today. There's something presumptuous, if not ludicrous, about a pair of newlyweds assuming they can step directly into a similar situation. If you want to avoid serious conflicts and misunderstandings in your marriage, you need to take a closer look at your circumstances and readjust your expectations accordingly. In the meantime, here are a few tips that will help you get started on the road to financial security. Firstly, think about what it means to become one flesh. This means abandoning selfish attitudes and sharing everything in common, all of your resources, whether spiritual, emotional, or material. Secondly, live within your means. If you can't afford something right now, don't buy it. Practice the self-discipline of delayed gratification. If you don't, you'll quickly discover that there are plenty of credit card companies out there who are more than willing to introduce you to the wonderful world of debt. That's a place you don't want to go if you can possibly avoid it. Thirdly, be intentional about drawing up a workable financial plan and committing it to paper. At this stage of your lives, it may seem premature, but your first order of business should be to draft a will. Then commit yourselves to making charitable giving a priority and develop a plan to strategically build your financial resources step by step. Be wise, discerning, and modest in your choices. Fourthly, don't make any major financial decisions without praying through and talking them over thoroughly. You and your spouse come from different backgrounds. Your families of origin may have handled money matters in very different ways. When it comes to finances, be sure you're on the same page and don't make any big purchases unless you're in agreement. Lastly, sit down together at least once a month and create a spending plan. A monthly budget will not only provide you with a necessary and realistic picture of your financial health, but the process itself will enhance your communication and encourage healthy decision-making in all aspects of your marriage. We hope these tips will help you to find mutual ground in your decision-making around finances. Good luck. This program was produced by Focus on the Family. I'm Graham Schnell, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Family Matters.